Let's go back to just not too long ago, scientists have now discovered what they called the Big Man, which was an ancestor to Lucy, which they discovered when, in 1974, I think?
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, this is, you know, the supporters of the current theories, you know, they keep working on it. And I don't object to that. I really don't. If they think, you know, we evolved from apes, well, all right. I think I respect intellectual freedom. I respect the right of any scientist or any ordinary person to believe whatever they want to believe and work on that. You know, the problem I have with them is when they try to get a government-enforced monopoly in the education system and try to enforce their views on everyone. You know, that's what I object to. But this, of course, Lucy is very famous, and this is...
And she was about 3 feet tall, right?
Yeah, about 3 feet tall, and, you know, existed around 3.5-4 million years ago. And what's really kind of funny is how they try to... I mean, basically, Lucy was... pretty ape-like, you know.
Yeah, she was more chimp than us, right?
Right. To humanize these so-called, you know, ape-man ancestors of ours, they give them these human names like Lucy.
Yeah.
You know, then you think, oh, yeah, it's like my sister, my mother, my aunt, but, you know, yeah, just like us, Lucy. Yeah, sure, Lucy. when in fact, the creature's not very much like us at all. Of course, what they try to do is you know, look as hard as they can at the bones and fossils that they have and see if they can see anything human-like in them. So some scientists, all right, they called this thing Lucy, and then they said, well, it appears she could walk upright like us on the ground. You know, just like a human being. But other scientists have looked at Lucy's bones and said this creature was spending a lot of time in the trees. You know, it had an upward pointing shoulder joint, you know, indicating that it was probably hanging from branches and trees. So if you really look at all the evidence, it's not very human-like at all. But they keep on working. A few years ago, they found a little infant. Lucy is technically a member of the species called Australopithecus afarensis. It's kind of ape man that scientists believe was a human ancestor and lived 3.5-4 million years ago in Africa. So they had not only Lucy, but then they had now Lucy's baby. You know, kind of like how the TV show, you know, they had Lucy had a baby. So and then just recently, you know, they've discovered what they call the man in Lucy's life. You know, they call him Big Man because actually he's quite big. Lucy.
He was 5 feet, right?
Yeah, 5.5 feet. Lucy's about 3, 3.5. And when you have that degree of difference in size between the male and female of a species, that's pretty symptomatic of some kind of ape-like.
Right.
Feature.
Well, how do we know Lucy wasn't a kid, a child?
Well, they would probably say by looking at the teeth and the bones,
okay. They
could tell that, you know, it was an adult. But, you know, there are some symptoms by which, you know, paleontologists and archaeologists, physical anthropologists can look and tell you how old a person was. You know, you see that sometimes on these TV shows, you know, like the CS shows and Bones and things like that, where they get a skeleton, they look at the teeth, and they say this was 48 years old or something at death. So you can get some idea like that. But generally, when you have that big of a difference between the male and female of a species, that's kind of symptomatic of apes and monkeys. Like if you look at, you know, chimpanzees or gorillas or things like that, the male gorillas are much bigger, you know, than, you know, the females, and same with the chimpanzees. So that's sort of like an ape-like feature when you've got that amount of difference. But to me, the whole discussion is pretty meaningless because, as far as I'm concerned, and as I've documented in my book, Forbidden Archaeology, there's evidence, skeletal evidence, that human beings like us were present at the very same time as these so-called ape men ancestors.
Yeah, all occupying the same ground.
Yeah, the same ground, the same time period. For example, and then there's footprint evidence, too. For example, if you look at the foot structure of this Australopithecus, Lucy and her relatives, their foot structure is very ape-like. There are very long toes. There's a first toe that can move out to the side like a human thumb. If you look at your thumb, you can move it at, 90-degree angle to the rest of your...
Right. Body, your hand.
Your hand. So their foot was like that. That's what their foot was like. But scientists have found in East Africa at a place called Laetoli in the country of Tanzania footprints that are exactly like modern human footprints. They were discovered and reported by Mary Leakey, who was a prominent archaeologist from a famous archaeological family, the Leakeys, Richard Leakey, Louis Leakey. So she was an archaeologist too, and she found these footprints, reported them in National Geographic magazine. And in her report, she said these footprints are exactly like modern human footprints. And other scientists also agreed. They had the same judgment. They're exactly like modern human footprints.
Were they able to pin a year on this thing?
The same age as Lucy, about 3.5 million years. But and Lucy and her relatives have an entirely different kind of foot. It's not human-like at all. Actually, the only creature known to science today that has a foot exactly like a modern human foot is a human being like us. So I think what Mary Leakey found there was evidence that humans like us were existing at the same time as Lucy and Big Man and Lucy's child and the whole Lucy family. So... some people might say, you got footprints, but it'd be better, if you had human skeletons, actual human skeletons, not Australopithecus skeletons, but human skeletons 3 or 4 million years old. And such things exist. For example, in Italy, at a place called Castagnetolo in the late 19th century, there was an Italian geologist named Giuseppe Ragazzoni, and he was conducting an excavation, and he found several human skeletons in layers of rock that modern geologists tell us are about 4 million years old, which is roughly the same age as Lucy. So you do have anatomically modern human skeletons coming from the same time period. You have anatomically modern human footprints coming from the same time period, indicating that alongside these ape men, there were human beings just like us living at the same time. And of course, as I've shown, that evidence goes even further back in time.